AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans have picked a new nominee to be the Speaker of the House. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
After several rounds of closed-door balloting, the GOP chose Tom Emmer, the number three House Republican, who is now the party's third choice for Speaker, 3 weeks after ousting Kevin McCarthy. Emmer's nomination will go to the House floor, where Jim Jordan failed three times to win the gavel last week. Emmer is from Minnesota, a gruff former hockey coach whom some Democrats eyed as a potential partner in reopening the House. He's also come under attack from some far-right groups and had reached out to Donald Trump for support. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the situation in the Middle East is growing more dire by the hour.
I appeal to all to pull back from the brink before the violence claims even more lives and spreads even further.
Guterres called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire to deliver desperately needed food, water, medicine, and fuel to the Gaza Strip. Jenna Ellis, an attorney representing Donald Trump, pleaded guilty in Atlanta to trying to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia.
In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way.
But Ellis says if she knew then what she knows now, she would have declined to represent Trump in these post-election challenges. Donald Trump is at his civil fraud trial in New York.
They just admitted that there was nothing wrong with the financial statements. They just admitted that they've been abused, they've been hurt very badly, that there was nothing wrong. They found no discrepancies. There was nothing wrong with the financial. This case should be ended immediately, and it should have never started.
The United Auto Workers Union turned up the heat on General Motors. 5,000 workers are on strike at a highly profitable SUV factory in Texas. This is AP News. Women in Iceland, including the prime minister, have gone on strike for equal pay and an end to gender-based violence.
Schools were closed, buses and trains were delayed, and hospitals were understaffed. The walkout, which lasts from midnight to midnight, is being billed as the biggest since Iceland's first such event in 1975, when 90% of women refused to work, clean or look after the children to voice anger at discrimination in the workplace. As a result, the following year, Iceland passed a law guaranteeing equal rights irrespective of gender. Iceland has been ranked as the most gender-equal country in the world, yet a gender pay gap and gender-based violence remains in the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis accepted the resignation of a Polish bishop whose diocese was rocked by reports of a gay orgy involving a male prostitute in a priest's apartment, as well as clergy-related violent incidents. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.